Thank you. Whatever has being does not become. Whatever becomes does not have being. In understanding this insightful quote, one may be coerced towards action, but as perpetual motion may lead to becoming something, and perhaps blindly, meditation upon a universally as is possible, positive and negative, is requisite to a universally as is possible, worthwhile existence. Tangentially, albeit rooted in subjective interpretation, an objective good can be most broadly interpreted as that which provides the greatest benefit to the greatest number, the least detriment to the least number, and can be maintained in the long run as a general time horizon.
Come on. Thank you.
Thusly, constant focus upon proliferation of artistic or purely intellectual objects has some benefit, but is ultimately likely to bring about a suboptimal result, as the continuity has its starting point, and if projected linearly and without iteration in a changing environment, the non-incorporation of varied external factors may lead to oversight, broad or otherwise. Restating in consideration of the self, if one spends all of their time thinking about and expressing what they are, they will then be less likely to become anything else, may not be able to maintain what they were, and may not have actually been what they thought they were.
I'm not afraid.
Therefore, in order to direct oneself towards a long run and as universal as is possible good, the necessity of malcontention must be acknowledged, being still a perpetual motion, but multidirectional in its nature. Most concisely, realizing the process of convicted action as following the sequence: will, desire, belief, action, reflection, modification, and secondary reflection, mechanically, either ending at the fifth step, or looping incontinuously between the sixth and seventh, with the focus of the process being on both internal and external action.
Oh, Thank you.